Chapter 30. A Visit to Mr. Chubb. What Rolls-Royce would become to automobiles and Otis to elevators, Chubb's had long since been to safes. The head of that venerable firm, Mr. Lawrence Chubb, Jr., did not later remember, or pretended not to remember, a visit by a handsome young woman in May 1855. But an employee of the company was sufficiently impressed by the lady's beauty to recall her in great detail. She arrived in a handsome coach with liveried footmen and swept imperiously into the firm unattended by any escort. She was extremely well-dressed and spoke with a commanding manner. She demanded to see Mr. Chubb himself, and immediately. When Mr. Chubb appeared a few moments later, the woman announced that she was Lady Charlotte Sims, that she and her invalid husband maintained a country estate in the Midlands, and that recent episodes of thievery in the neighbourhood had convinced her that she and her husband needed a safe.
"Then you've come to the best shop in Christendom," said Mr. Chubb.
"So I have been previously informed," Lady Charlotte said, as if not at all convinced.
"Indeed, madam, we manufacture the finest safes in the world, and in all sizes and varieties, and these excel even the best of the Hamburg German safes."
"I see.
What is it specifically that madam requires?"
Here Lady Charlotte, for all her imperiousness, seemed to falter. She gestured with her hands.
"Why, just some manner of a large safe, you know."
"Madam," said Mr. Chubb severely, "we manufacture single-thickness and double-thickness safes. Steel safes and iron safes, lock safes and throw-bolt safes, portable safes and fixed safes, safes with a capacity of 6 cubic inches and safes with a capacity of 12 cubic yards, safes mounted with single locks and double locks and triple locks, should the customer require it."
This recitation seemed to put Lady Charlotte even further off her form. She appeared nearly helpless, quite the ordinary way of a female when asked to deal with technical matters.
"Well," she said, I don't know."
"Perhaps if madam looks through our catalogue, which is illustrated and denotes the various aspects and features of our different models."
"Yes, excellent. That would be fine."
"This way, please."
Mr. Chubb led her into his office and seated her by his desk. He drew out the catalogue and opened it to the first page. The woman hardly looked at it.
"They seem rather small."
"These are only pictures, madam. You will notice that the true dimensions are stated beside each. For example, here..."
"Mr. Chubb,"
she interrupted in an earnest tone,
"I must beg your assistance. The fact is, my husband is recently ill, or he should be conducting this business for himself.